Welcome to The Refresh from Insider. I'm Dave Smith.
And I'm Rebecca Ibarra. Here's a segment from one of our recent episodes. Dave, it's time for us to play Two Headlines and a Lie with our friend Maddie Merritt from Morning Brew.
Yes, Morning Brew runs a version of this game every Thursday in their daily newsletter. So Maddie, can you remind our listeners how the game works?
So I'm going to read you three news headlines. All of them might seem like they're real, but one is more fake than the fruit on display at West Elm. And Dave and Rebecca, as always, you are going to try and guess which headline is the lie.
Dave, you have shockingly won several weeks in a row. Many weeks in a row, I've actually lost count. So Maddie, we got to step up our game.
I can see through the matrix. I get it now. But yes, Maddie, hit us with these headlines.
Absolutely. Headline A, U.S. Lawnmower Racing Association is launching a startup incubator. Headline B, office cats laid off as companies close. And headline C, the Oath Keepers attorney made the Queer Eye Loft her virtual background in court.
This is a tough one.
All of these are real. All of these are real headlines.
So the first one had a lot going on. Can we unpack for a second? A lawnmower racing, and they're doing a startup incubator for what I must assume are companies that make lawnmowers that you can race?
Can you race all lawnmowers?
You can race all lawnmowers.
Okay, so we got that. What was headline B again?
Office cats laid off.
Office cats laid off.
I feel like this is Maddie playing mind games with us, because if you get laid off and you bring your cat, then technically the cat has also been laid off. But I don't think the cat gets unemployment. Okay. And headline C, Oath Keepers attorney uses Queer Eye Loft as background in court in Zoom. That seems 100% realistic to me.
I'm with you. I think that's true. I'm between lawnmowers, which is A, and cats being laid off, which is B. That's tough.
Okay, I'm going to say the Lawnmower Racing Association is fake.
I'm going to say cats being laid off, B, is the false headline. Just to be different, because I'm honestly on the fence. Maddie, hit us with some truth.
So the fake headline is the lawnmower racing one.
Victorious.
Back on top, Rebecca.
There is a Lawnmower Racing Association, but they don't have a startup incubator.
Aw, they should.
All right, so tell us about the other true headlines.
So apparently it's common for tech startups in China to have cats living in the office, but now all these cats are basically being laid off as offices have shut down, both because of the weak economy and pandemic limitations on in-person work. This story is actually really sad because now these cats are also out of a home. Some of them have been adopted by their coworkers, but others end up on the streets.
I love when you come here and depress us, Maddie. It's one of my favorite things that you do.
That's the problem with funny headlines. They all have really sad background stories.
Like, do cats get severance? What do you give them? Like a tuna? Like, thanks for playing, you know?
Aw.
I don't really know. I'm asking you. I'm not joking here. Maddie?
I don't know. I just read the story. I just find the headlines.
Okay. Maddie, dissect cat labor law in China for us, please.
You're right. Absolutely.
Okay, tell us about headline C.
Okay, so yes, an attorney for the Oath Keepers, the far-right militia group involved in the January 6th insurrection, used the loft apartment from Queer Eye as a virtual background for court proceedings. It was an image of the kitchen that the Fab Five used as their home base in Kansas City in season 3. And this might be a controversial statement, but if you represent an alt-right group, you should have to use an ugly Zoom background, in my opinion.
I like to imagine that, like, Anthony is still in the kitchen in the photo that they used or something.
Maddie, thank you so much, as always, and I'm very happy that I won. That's all I have to say. So be sure to visit morningbrew.com to subscribe to their great daily newsletter, and listen to The Refresh from Insider again next Thursday for another Two Headlines and a Lie.
And support unemployed cats in China. They need your help.
Make sure to follow The Refresh from Insider, presented by WebEx by Cisco, in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or any other podcast app.